It's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 13th of May 2017. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, and the show is brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirawa. On Saturday the 13th of May, John Armistead took the seat, and he talked to Lisa Garrity from Artworks Theatre, plus giving his own tongue-in-cheek views of recent island affairs.
Welcome to Island Life. I am your once monthly, although I missed last month, host, John. And I will be bringing you 2 hours of radio on this fine morning. What a beautiful morning. Incredible. Not a cloud in the sky. Super. Get your washing out. Sod the beach. Do your chores. All the fun stuff. So what have we got for you today? Well, today is the 13th of May, 2017. And we'll be talking to Lisa Garrity from the theatre shortly. We were hoping to have a review of the live pitch side review of the Waiheke Rams under sixes, who were playing the Glenora Bears this morning. I don't know whether that's going to happen. My correspondent has bailed on me. Not to get the oranges. So, what else do we have? Well, I will have you this day in history. We'll tell you a bit about the day, and I'll read to you something that I prepared earlier about the protest that took place, which actually happened between now and when I was last on. So I'll do all of that this morning, and we'll play lots of nice music, starting with a long song, a great song, and a song with a Waiheke connection. Now, as I look out the window here, I can see a car pulling up, and a driver of that car is Lisa Garrity from the Artworks Theatre. So she'll be along with us any moment now. And anyway, we've got Lisa Garrity here from the Artworks. There's a round of applause for her. And I probably now need to figure out how to. That's a massive round of. That's a standing ovation. Now still going. Good on you. All right. Oh, they're just walking away. Slowly walking away. There they go. Now I've got to figure out which microphone. So what we'll do, instead of trying to figure out which microphone, we'll just turn them all on. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for that applause.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was the people that were stood out there.
I'm so grateful. I'd like to thank my mum and my dad. My producer.
Did a fantastic job, they must have, because, you know.
I know, it was the way I walked into the actual radio station, I think, that did it.
Yeah.
I could tell by the audience's reaction and the warmth coming from them that it was all going to go off, really.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for attending. Thanks for coming up to the station this morning, people. It was interesting how they all just sort of shuffled off slowly away together in like a mass unit of people. Slowly.
I know. But I can see them gathering around the theatre actually now, sort of waiting to go and have a look. That's what I can sort of see anyway.
Do they applaud you into buildings just generally?
They do, yes.
Oh, lucky. That must get a bit annoying. So if you go into the doctors, for instance, and there's a team of people just applauding you as you go in.
You know, they do tend to have boundaries, and I've noticed that they haven't done that. They do save it purely really for the theatre and the radio station and any kind of anything I do to, you know, market the theatre,
right.
Actually.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good. I'm glad we've touched on the crowd that gathered. So,
well, there's no touching of the crowd, actually, John, because that's just inappropriate.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm glad we mentioned the crowd then. So how's things going at the artworks? What have we... what have we got on?
Well, we've got a bit coming up. We've got more spaces though to fill with some really neat options, which I wanted to talk about. But first off, I guess is the Louise Emma Academy of Dance, and this is one of our dancing troupes on the island. They've been around for a while, and they're made up of young girls, I guess, and boys. Actually, there are men, boys, teenagers.
Yeah.
In there as well. But what people don't know is they've been winning quite a lot of awards off the island lately, so they're really quite top dancers, and they're quite mesmerising. And if you're into dance, it's well worth coming to. So it's not an all-in-one piece. It's a series of dances and lighting and costumes to go with it. So that's well worth coming up, and that's coming up on the 25th, 26th, and a matinee for May.
So okay, 25th and 26th.
The week after.
Okay, and so what kind of dance is it? Is it like ballet or...?
It's a combination of... It's all that new sort of contemporary dance and, you know, expressive dance.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, good. Well, obviously there's a music component to that.
Yes,
obviously.
Well, yes, they
yeah. Do you know what kind of music?
They dance to music. it's not mime dance, but you know, that would be quite cool,
actually.
Yes. Silent dance without music.
I do a little bit of silent dance at home occasionally. Yeah. This is actually true, and I've done it for years. This is true. I actually sometimes moonwalk, especially if I've got a wooden floor,
right?
Because you can get a real slip on a moonwalk into rooms.
You do realize you're over 35. Don't you?
I don't mind.
Sort of moonwalking is
so good.
Should be saved either for the stage or for the younger folk.
Well, I do it for the kids. I used to do it before I had kids.
Yeah.
I used to do it for my own amusement. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my moonwalking into rooms. So what else have we? What else have we got?
After that, we have V12, which is the men's choir group.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're pretty famous.
Yeah, and they've got a new conductor, composer, director,
right,
producer, John Mackay, and they all seem pretty excited. They're very slick and very professional, and, you know, I've been quite impressed with their marketing moves and things. So but they've got two shows coming up which will no doubt sell out.
Yeah.
In fact, so with Louise Emma, they always usually sell out too. So if you're thinking of going and buying tickets, you should. But, yeah, they do sell out because they're really good, and it's quite interesting to hear. And, of course, in the theatre with our lovely big echoey chamber, it's got this wonderful, you know, it really helps with the sound.
Yeah. So when you sell it out, the arena, how many people do you
arena.
Get in?
The arena. I love that. We've gone from a theatre auditorium to an arena. That's great. That's 115.
Oh, okay.
It was seated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there that night the Waiheke International Soul Orchestra played and the Deep House Brothers.
Yes.
There must have been more than 115 people
there
that night.
It's 250 to 300 standing.
Oh, yeah.
And 115 seated for fire reasons, fire safety reasons.
Yeah. That was a busy night.
It was a big night.
It was a really good night. Yeah,
it was a good night.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else?
And I guess lastly coming up at the moment is the Waikiki Youth Music Trust. It's their big launch and their opening, which is kind of cool. And we're really happy to have it there. I happened to be in the board meeting, one of the board meetings they had, and sat around this table really impressed with the people that are organising it. Gareth Moore, Jamie Stone, I saw A.D. Perry there. There's a few others. Can't remember, but they were fantastic. They really switched on, and they're not like a bunch of old dudes just trying to make it, you know, do something cool for the younger kids. They actually kind of get it. They've got a lot of pedigree amongst them with regards to their own music history. They've got the motivation and the desire to do it, but they've got something like 13 bands playing that day at the theatre.
Wow.
It's on June the 10th.
But these are all local Waiheke bands.
Waiheke
that's
bands,
great.
Yeah.
And young.
And young.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And I think one thing we forget about with this island, with all the double-decker buses and everything else that everybody concentrates on, is that actually we're an island of creatives. There is a lot of people who can do an awful lot of stuff in the performing arts and the arts, and it's just, you know, it's just a matter of it does actually unfortunately need adults to drive it as well and help them. And I guess the purpose of this youth trust is they've set it up so that they can help fund instruments for them and teach them really neat recording skills, and they want to, you know, they want to build a studio, they want to do all sorts of stuff. So they've got a really, I really love what they're doing. And so when I say, oh, I'm proud of having that at the theatre, actually I am proud. I think it's kind of neat. And I think we've got a lot of opportunities around the arts all round to do stuff like this on Waiheke. And this for me feels like it's one of the first that I'm going to see have happened. So that's what's coming up just in the next month.
Back on the youth, I'm really fascinated by this because it's the first I heard about it yesterday, was the youth music event that's coming up. And my first thought was, is there a sound? Do we have a sound? Wouldn't that be exciting if we had a common, other than a locational thing, you know, like if we had a sound and you know, it would just be so cool, you know, like. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, Manchester had its
look on my face,
swagger, sorry. And grunge had its Seattle, and
I've not actually heard what they're playing. I don't know. I'm assuming it's. Well, actually, I shouldn't assume at all. I think it's rock, and I think it's I think that's what it is. But right. I mean, as you well know, we sort of all go through it. Well, not we, but musicians all seem to go through that whole like, you know, when they're younger, and then they sort of I don't know what else they do with their music after that. But it seems to start that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's I think that's that. There's something in that. There's something really, you know, you think about kids and you think about, you know, you hear a lot of older people bagging on kids. Do you know what I mean? Oh, lazy, oh, this, oh, that. And they're not. They just get on and do stuff. They're just doing their thing. And it's great that they're doing their thing.
And on this island, they do need some help. Mm. I mean, reality is that it's all very well for us adults who go, we really love the beach and the nature and smelling the you know, wet leaves or whatever it is. But actually, those kids aren't. They're sort of itching and they need stuff. And we don't want them going off island and doing dodgy stuff. We want them to be able to explore, come out of their bedrooms and explore, you know, what they're doing and deliver it on stage. And I guess all roads lead to the theatre, so I'm going to say it. But that's what's kind of cool about our theatre, is that we allow people an opportunity who don't normally have an opportunity to get on stage and in front of people and have a go with a supportive audience. Mm.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. Exciting times. Yeah. And when is that again? Just remind
us. June the 10th.
And how much does it cost to go into it? I'm asking the tough ones.
I think it was $5 if you're a student and $10 for us older folk, I think it said. But look, everything's on the – if you're not already, you should be friends with Artworks Theatre on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter. Of course, we do different things across each of those mediums. But if you go across to Facebook, at least you know what's happening and when the events are and things that are happening. And we do giveaways all the time for tickets. I don't think we'll be giving away tickets for that. Or
no.
That we might be. But I just wanted to tell you about one other initiative.
Please do.
It's come from a variety of people, and it's becoming a little bit bigger than Ben Hur, which is fabulous. But we need to raise funds for the theatre. You know, even more so because of the fact that we've got such an opportunity to be more than what we are and to deliver to more people. But in order to do that, we need the funding to do it. So, of course, when this sort of thing happens, you have to think. And so one of the ideas we've come up with is a whole weekend of music videos music documentaries and movies at the theatre, like Stop Making Sense, Quadrophenia and all sorts of things. So I put a sort of a post out going, hey, what would you like to hear? And I've had quite an overwhelming response from people with opinions, and which is quite neat. So it turned from one night with one movie in the bar open, everyone sits here and watches this movie at the theatre. To a weekend. So we could have like the Blues Brothers during the week, during the afternoon for perhaps the teenagers and stuff to come, and then, you know, and then keep bringing in all the other movies. I'm talking with the cinema because I'd like to do a two-venue thing. So we have movies playing the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday. So you've got this whole weekend of music movies. Cool. And Jamie Stone, one of our board members, came up with the idea of having a band which is depicting a similar genre, playing in between the movies. So it could be really quite a neat thing. Actually, another guy on the island came up with another fabulous idea. None of this I've spoken with to the board, of course. love how we say it like it's a fait accompli, but it's not. We've got another idea that he's got, you know, that big, the side of our wall. So when you come up to Whitaker's, there's that big ugly wall just down there, really ugly. That's wall in Waiheke, I think. I've been hounding on about getting a mural done on it for ages.
Lovely.
And this guy came up with this idea after hearing me say that about having an entire festival, weekend festival, music mural festival around it and having, you know, proper artists, mural artists, and painting that mural, and it's the whole community involved, and there's music and there's food and people wandering in and out of the theatre and things are happening. And so I think what's quite heartening is there's a lot of people who want to do a lot of stuff for our theatre who don't necessarily have money, but they've got time and the passionate inclination to help. And if we could have them, plus people with money, we'd have a, you know,
that'd be a situation. We've got a word with the mad butcher.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Just going to pop down to Butcher's place.
Yeah, he's not an arty kind of fellow.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not into the arts. I mean, he's awesome, but he's not, and he's into philanthropic.
Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah, stuff. I hate that word, philanthropic.
Yeah.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropic.
Yeah, philanthropic.
Yeah. I mean, he took his teeth out for my kids the other day.
Did he?
Yeah. They were on the playground by his house, and my kids, I've trained them to go, "Good day, trail meet the meat butcher," every time we drive past that, and they did it, and he walked across, called them on it. and my kids got teeth missing because obviously he's a kid, and his teeth are growing out, and he goes, "Oh, you've got no teeth. Look at this." And he pulls his teeth out, and then he gave him 10 sausages.
I love him. He's funny.
Yeah, he's great, the Mad Butcher. I love him. Yeah.
Well, he's given me a bit of flack over the time.
Has he?
I'm pretty ballsy and can handle most stuff. But even a couple of times, I've sort of done a triple blink, you know. But it's really funny. It's all done in good spirit.
I think he's really funny.
But he's quite funny. Look, nothing holds him back. I love him.
Yeah.
Great. But no, unfortunately, even though I love him, I don't think he wants to give money to the arts. Although I haven't asked him. I think that part of the problem with the theatre is that really I don't think we've asked people to help us for money. And I think mainly, and this is what's going to be interesting with our new board, which have just started, you know, they've been behind closed doors with the strategy and everything and plans. I mean, these guys are pretty switched on. It's either that or they're sitting there having a cup of tea, but they're doing something and a lot behind closed doors. And I think things are really, it feels like there's a change in the air, and I think that we are going to start asking for money because we want to really deliver on what we're doing, but more. Do more, bring more people over, encourage more people from the theatre.
Yeah, fully.
The community to do stuff. I mean, we're just... if you think about it, we're just a hub.
Yeah.
We're the only people that really in the whole line that can do cool stuff.
You know what would be really cool? You know what would be... If you could get, like... an international band, do you know, like a Slow Dive. Like, they weren't ever massive, but they had people who would come and watch them. And I'm going to play Slow Dive in a minute because the new album's great. And we got them over, and then you had some kind of package with Fullers and... Oh, God, I'm here trying to tell you how to do your job. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do.
Imagine that. And it would become this... I don't know. I've got this... I always loved the idea of when I was 16, they had the whole Madchester thing happening, and we used to bunk off school and go, and it was so, and the thing was, it wasn't real, but it was in our minds, which kind of made it real. And so this buzz, and we had a buzz about where we lived, and what we could do, you know, and I think that filters down to, you know, young people, and which is why it's so exciting that we've got this youth event coming up.
It's interesting you say that, because a lot of it, I think, comes down to courage. And I think we've had courage to a certain extent in that theatre, but actually I think we need more. And I think it is about going, you know what, let's be cheeky and ask, well, okay, this was going to be slightly ridiculous, and in fact, I wouldn't want him to come at all. In fact, I won't even say it, but I was going to say, well, I'll say it, you too, like, yeah, you too. But I was like, ask somebody who happens to be here, hey, do you, you know, would you consider doing this? You know, you just, you don't know. You don't know. And I kind of think if you don't ask, you don't get. I haven't started doing that. I think the courage has only gone to a certain level, and I think that actually there's nothing wrong with asking people, because what's the worst they can do?
They can just say no. Yeah, you don't get if you don't ask it.
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw the other week on my in Owenaroa, right? Straight up, Missy Elliott.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure it was Missy Elliott, and I'm like looking, and I'm double taking, and I love Missy Elliott. I'm like, that's Missy Elliott.
She's cool. Yeah.
No, it can't be. Actually, it could be here.
It could be.
Could be, you know?
Could be.
And I've seen, what's his name? The James Bond. What's his name? The actor.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Plays James Bond.
Well, in saying that, there is a guy on the island who looks like him. We always tease him that he looks like him, so it could potentially
have
an effect. Yeah, there's a few doppelgangers on the island, actually.
Yeah, I know. Stars. Yeah, especially me. I look just like Tom Cruise when
he
was young. Wakey Radio. Yeah, we've just had Lisa Garrity. I will be calling Megan soon for a pitch side report of the Waiheke Rams under sixes game, which is currently ongoing, that I would have thought. Yeah, they went there last week to Victoria Park and watched the boys and girls get a draw against the Tatatu Roosters, but today they're playing the Glenora Bears, and we'll see if we can jack that up shortly. There is Echo and the Bunnymen with the Killing Moon. Let's go over to the Causeway, where we've got a game between the Waiheke Rams and the Glenora Bears. I have a pitch side reporter. Megan, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can.
Give me a bit of a rundown on what's going on with the game, please.
The game's in play at the moment, and there was almost a runaway try there from Tommy for the Rams. The play's been stopped, but they're doing really well. Gutsy performance. They're definitely out in front. I'd say it's been about six tries
by
the Rams, and only one or two by the Glenora Bears. So they're doing really well today.
Gosh, the Glenora.
Lots of runaway tries and good effort with the tackling too.
Oh, good.
Trent's the captain today. He's made some. He's running with the ball right now. Just another gutsy run from him.
Oh, good. So 6-2. That's fantastic. Well, and what about any standout players other than the ones you've mentioned?
Ashton's had a good runaway try and some gutsy tackles as well. So I'd say probably Trent and Ashton. And always Timoko is always outstanding, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, very good. One to watch for the future. All right, well, I'll let you go because it sounds like you've got your hands full. But thanks for the report, and we'll see you later.
Oh, we've just seen a gutsy run from Wee Oscar too.
Oh, good on us. Good on him. Oh, fantastic. Good boy. All right, well, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was the pitch side report there from the Waiheke Rams, who are currently playing the Glenora. Glenora Bears have got quite a rich history. I've did a bit of looking into that last night. They've had a lot of international players, and I noted one of those players had played for the Rochdale Hornets. I think probably their most famous player, whose name actually escapes me, but I know he's been... God, it's all preparation here. Prepare to fail. Fail to prepare. Or the other way around. So even that is a struggle. Even that is a struggle. So what we'll do is let's play a song here. I'm going to read you something that I wrote about the protest that happened about the bus recently. And I'll read you that... in a few minutes. I got something I want to impart to you. You'll know what I'm on about. Maybe you saw this on Facebook this week. I have time to kill while I commute every day, and I write about the things that I see. And I put it on my Facebook, which is called I Write About Waiheke and Life. So if you want to give it a like, please do. And thus, hopefully the battery on my phone won't read this. This is reality. Last week, I was travelling on D5 and I overheard an Englishwoman referring to Onaroa as the capital of Waiheke Island. Now, I'm not sure what drugs she was on, but she also likened Surfdale to Hamilton and said that Ostend was the new Onaroa. Now, whether she was wasted or not, Onaroa does have many of the things you'd expect to see in a capital. For example, London has the banks, so does Onaroa. Wellington has the Beehive, Onaroa has the Citizens Advice Bureau. Washington DC has the White House, Onaroa has Ray White's houses. Recently, some islanders registered their concern about the double-decker onslaught on our roads, and appropriately this action should proceed down the main strip of our capital, passing Ray White's houses, blocking the bus and blocking the road. It took so long for that bus to get from Maitiatia to Onaroa that one unfortunate passenger was said to have shit a brick and held it close. Others shouted a volley of abuse at the protesters, but outside the bus it was carnage. There were road safety campaigners who were in the process of campaigning for road safety who almost campaigned a fat man on a red scooter off the road. Now, I'm not fattest, it was me, I was the fat man on the red scooter. People were raging against the bus on all manner of matters, but no one was complaining about the authenticity of the tour. And from what I've heard, an authentic tour of Waiheke would start 15 minutes late. Its first port of call would be Fossil Bay to see the storm-damaged mansion that almost fell into the sea. From there, you'd go on to Blackpool, where you'd drive past the Mad Butcher's house, and if he's in, you give him a beep. If he's not, you give him his neighbour a beep. The next stop after that is Ostend. On the way there, you'd pick up an Argentine hitchhiker. When you arrive in Ostend, it becomes clear that this is the meat and two veg of Waiheke Island. It's got the countdown, it's got the RSA, it's even got its own industrial estate. Here, gelato is ice cream, potato wedges are chips, and the busker opts for Led Zepp over Ed Sheeran. From Ostend, your authentic tour should have taken you to Manowar Bay, but instead the driver suggested that you hop off, hop into the RSA for a beer, and hop back on the bus again in an hour. 4 hours later, you're hammered. You've missed your bus, and you're sitting with a selection of sozzled seniors on a Saturday. You notice the assortment of automatic weapons displayed on the walls as you watch the Warriors lose with your new friends. Now you're living. By the end of the night, you'll be bumming smokes off strangers and hitchhiking a lift to the cradle of civilization on the steps of Ray White's houses. Now, until Explorer can attain those levels of authenticity, I will be giving it a wide berth. Better living, everybody.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
I'll tell you a little story about something that happened to me yesterday. Some people say I should be embarrassed by this, but I think it's life and you do what you do. I was at my work and I worked late last night, which meant I finished at 6 o'clock, and my work sometimes puts on drinks in the building and they put out free drinks, and so I went down and the drinks had started sort of early and I couldn't go down until 6:30, so I was, you know, everyone was pretty wasted by the time I got there, and we were chatting away and I had a couple of wines, but I knew I had to be on the 7:15, so I only had about half an hour really of drinking time, so I had two glasses of wine, maybe three. And then I ran for the boat. And on the way to the boat, I ran into the... I was drunk, and I ran into the bottle store, and I bought myself a Heineken. But one of the bigger bottles, the actual pint bottles that you can get, it's $7 at the New World, actually, on Queen Street. And I got that, and I ran onto the boat, and I got on the boat, and I wasn't thinking, And I just popped the bottle, and I must have looked wasted. Probably because I was looking frantically for my crisps. I couldn't find my crisps anywhere. And I knocked my bottle over just as one of the... I think it's the purser. Is that what you call the person who sort of looks after stuff on the boat? And just as he was walking past the sort of portly gentleman with the grey hair. And lovely fella. I mean, he's just doing his job. And he said, "Oh, can I have a look at that, please?" And I said... I pretended to ignore him because I had my headphones on, and I just sort of looking out the... and then he's hovering. Oh, fuck, he's going to... Oh, I'm going to have to talk to this guy. Oh, I knew what he was wanting. And he's like, "Oh, can I have a look at that?" And I said, "Well, what?" And he said, "Oh, that we don't sell those kind of bottles on the ferry." And I said, "Oh, you know, this is a licensed premise." And I said, "Oh, no, what have I done? I've got on the ferry. I've bought my own beer on the ferry. This is not good." Anyway, he took it off me. He confiscated it, and... I said, "Well, can I get it when I'm coming off the ferry?" And he said, "Yeah." And I got off the ferry, and I was the last one off the ferry because I had to wait to get my bottle back. And he looked at me like I'd committed a crime, you know, like a serious, heinous crime. The crime of, I don't know, genocide, something like that. "How dare you?" So I walk home, and I caught the bus near to my home, and I was walking up the street, and it's pretty dark, my driveway, and I'm walking, and I walk into my house, and I sort of walk around the house and get my food and say goodnight to the kids, and I can smell this stink, this smell of poo. It's pretty strong, and it's getting worse, and then I realise that while I'm walking in my drunken stupor down my dark driveway, I've stood in someone's dog's done a poo on my driveway, and I've tracked in the poo all through my house, and my house now stinks, and my shoes are ruined. And it made me think of Ed Sheeran, really, because, you know, you never really realised he was there until he was everywhere, I think.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.